Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Durham, where a deadly crash from overnight continues to block Page Road here behind me. Just how much longer it will be blocked and how you can get around it coming up.
They're moving it.
Hours.
I'm tracking a couple other crashes around the Triangle right now, including one on the northbound Durham Freeway right around Ellis Road and another in eastern Wake County. I'll show you the backups and how to get around them.
Hours after a vigil, a 17-year-old who was shot and killed in Raleigh, police make an arrest out of this case. We'll tell you who's been charged.
And a nice mild start with temperatures in the upper 50s. We're getting up to 81 today, but a cold front sends temperatures tumbling. I'll show you how cool it could get coming up.
And health officials say it's time to get your flu shot. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live with information on where you can go today.
Coming up on 8:14 right now, this is a live look in Lewisburg as you watch WRAL News, available on Spectrum and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. See some edges of clouds there moving in. Blue skies, though, for the most part. Amy Wilmington, WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. You got total blue skies there for Andrew.
Clear skies here in Andrew in Harnett County. The sun's shining. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day today, but I think you'll notice more clouds moving in the second half of the day. It'll turn mostly cloudy by the afternoon and evening. Still feeling pretty good outside. 59 in Raleigh. It's 52 degrees right now in Roxboro. 63 in Fayetteville. It's 62 degrees this morning in Goldsboro. Town by town, temperatures will climb into the low 70s by 11 o'clock this morning. We're at 75 at lunchtime with a mix of sun and clouds. It's another warm day. Our high temperature climbs up to 81 this afternoon. We're still on track to have a cold front swing through on Saturday. In advance of the front today, we'll see some clouds move in, and then Friday, some of this rain will move in, but it's going to be very light rain. We're not going to get much. It'll just be some spotty light showers, maybe a few sprinkles. And then behind the front, cooler temperatures are going to settle in for the second half of the weekend. But today, we'll have an increase in the moisture ahead of the front, and you'll see that in the form of clouds. And then tomorrow, the humidity will continue to increase. We'll have that potential for a couple of spotty showers or some light rain. And then as we head into Saturday, that cold front will move through. The drier air surges in. Drier air can cool off fast, and we will do that overnight Saturday into Sunday morning. Temperatures will drop down into the upper 40s. So Saturday, maybe a couple of spotty sprinkles or showers very early Saturday. 73 for the high. It's going to be breezy. 66 for the high on Sunday with plenty of sunshine. So plan for maybe a few sprinkles early in the day, but then we'll have some clearing throughout the day on Saturday as that dry air moves in. It will be a chilly start Sunday with temperatures in the upper 40s and feeling mild in the afternoon. As far as how much rain we could get, this is not much. This is a look at all of our models that we have, and it's just not going to add up to very much, and some of you won't get anything. It's just going to be real spotty rain tomorrow into the first part of Saturday. And then Sunday, no rain in the forecast. We'll have sunshine, which is great for the walk for hope. Temperatures will be chilly, though, in the morning. Upper 40s at 8 o'clock, and then mid-50s by 10, up to about 60 degrees at noon. We do have to talk about the tropics. We still have Tropical Storm Philippe. It's got winds at 45 miles per hour, moving to the north at 10 miles per hour. The track takes it just to the west of Bermuda, and then it moves it into the main area later on this weekend as a tropical storm. Gets close enough to the North Carolina coast, we'll have some dangerous rip currents over the weekend. Another system highlighted off the coast of Africa. This one just has a 30% chance of development, but it's something we'll watch in the next several days. Temperatures are warm today, still pretty warm tomorrow with some spotty showers. It's breezy Saturday, 73, turning cooler as we wrap up the weekend with high temperatures in the mid-60s. Brian?
Amy, we're still watching the cameras and the sensors on 885 northbound in Durham with that crash just beyond the Ellis Road interchange. Still seeing some heavy delays there, about a 12-minute backup overall from the I-40 interchange up to Ellis Road, and still seeing a little bit of southbound onlooker delay beginning right around the 147 interchange. Still looks like 55 between I-40 and downtown Durham is your best bet for an alternate route on that northbound side. Although at this point, the delays are easing up so much, it might be better just to stick with that instead of having to head all the way down to 55 and then get stuck at some of those intersections along the way. Also, a report of an earlier crash at Cornwallis Road at Davis Drive there in the RTP area. That is still an active scene as far as we can tell, but we may have some delay showing up on the the sensors still as they work to get that cleared. And as we reported a little while ago, Page Road has reopened at Comstock Road after that overnight crash. Want to check in on the eastern side of Wake County, that crash at 64 westbound just before you get to the Lizard Lick Road interchange. Heavy delays leaving Zebulon this morning, about a 16-minute backup overall. Consider using 97 to Lizard Lick Road and then Lizard Lick Road back to 64 westbound to get on the other side of that crash.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Tens of thousands of healthcare workers are back on the picket lines today. A settlement between Kaiser Permanente and union workers did not come yesterday, but Kaiser says progress is being made. The 75,000 employees demanding solutions for staffing concerns, better benefits, and more pay.
Now, when we're at bargaining, all we are told is we're too expensive. Meanwhile, Kaiser executives, a lot of them are multimillionaires.
Kaiser Permanente serves 13 million people across the country. A lot of people could see slower access to health care and a longer wait when booking appointments. Kaiser said multiple tentative agreements were reached, but a contract settlement was not. The strike ends Saturday, but the coalition says a longer walkout could be held in November if there's still no deal.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, Arkansas authorities are back at the scene of this gas pipeline explosion. You can see the huge plume of smoke. Authorities say this was caused by some type of rupture to that gas line. Now, neighbors that were evacuated are back in their homes this morning. No structures were damaged from the explosion and no injuries were reported. Of course, this is a developing story. We'll keep monitoring it for any new updates here in the WREL Live Center.
Thanks for that, Ken. The most prolific serial sexual predator in New York State history is how Dr. Robert Haddon is being described in a civil lawsuit. Haddon is a former gynecologist at Columbia University and is accused of sexually assaulting more than 500 women. Lawyers for 300 patients filed a civil suit against Columbia University. Patients are claiming the school was involved in a 30-year-long cover-up. In a statement, a Columbia University spokesperson says they deeply regret Haddon saw patients for several weeks after his arrest in 2012. 200 more patients have also accused Haddon of sexually abusing them.
Someone in the White House has a biting problem. We know President Biden's dog Commander bit at least 11 people, but sources say that number is even higher. Here's a look at the 2-year-old German Shepherd that's now out of the White House. From Secret Service agents to White House personnel, at least 11 biting incidents are on record, but sources say that number is higher, some even requiring medical treatment. One dog trainer says the White House can be a stressful place for dogs.
It's not unusual to have a German Shepherd be sensitive, highly sensitive to sight, sound, movement, and sometimes something as unusual as a suit or somebody wearing sunglasses can be a stressor, if not an actual trigger.
And he says he too was bitten by a German Shepherd as a kid, but he still lives with one today. No word yet on where the Biden sent Commander, but if you recall, the Biden's other German Shepherd, Major, was sent back to their home in Delaware after several biting incidents.
There are fewer cases of COVID in North Carolina this week than there were last week. COVID particles detected in wastewater are down for a third consecutive week. The number of people admitted into the hospital is also down. Flu hospitalizations were low, just 9 people in the hospital as of September 30th, down from 14 the week before.
Search and rescue crews are searching for survivors after deadly flash flooding in India. Right now, at least 14 people have died. More than 100 others are missing across Sikkim in northeast India this morning. Rescue efforts have slowed because multiple bridges were washed away by floodwaters. Relief camps have been established to help the tens of thousands of people that were affected by the storms.
A former Raleigh police detective will spend the next 38 days in jail. Omar Abdullah pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice. Prosecutors say he framed more than a dozen men, all of whom were black, on bogus drug charges. Abdullah's attorney argued his client may have been negligent but not malicious. After Abdullah finishes his 38-day sentence, he will be on supervised probation for 2 years. All right, time to fill out your brackets for Fat Bear Week. It is underway, and we are close to not having the competition this year due to possible government shutdowns, right? But that was averted, gladly. So the fat bears are back. If you're not sure what we're talking about, Alaska's Katmai National Park hosts a yearly online competition. It pits their heftiest bears head-to-head. Online voters use that March Madness-style bracketing system. You see it there. You can vote daily. Next Tuesday, the fattest bear will be crowned. You can vote online on the website that you see on your screen right there. You got to catch a lot of salmon going upstream to take that title, you know, Michelle.
Do you think the bears know about this? Do you think they know who's going to be crowned the heftiest bear?
No, there is no shame in
oh
their game.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Yeah.
Those are some big bears.
They're impressive.
Yeah.
Grizzlies.
Look at them from afar.
What they eat on the daily is impressive.
Yeah, that too. All right, we'll have to see who wins. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you can catch NASCAR action from Charlotte Motor Speedway this weekend on WREL. Saturday at 3 o'clock, the Xfinity Series takes the green flag for the Drive for the Cure 250. And Sunday at 2:30 on WREL, the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs come to Charlotte's Roval. You can watch Countdown to Green starting at 2 o'clock before the drivers start their engines.
After stirring up controversy during the writer's strike, Drew Barrymore will be back. Will she have writers?
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Trader is tracking some delays on the Durham Freeway this morning, Brian.
On the northbound side, we had an earlier crash just beyond the Ellis Road interchange, and we're still seeing some lingering backups there. You can see that in the distance, but overall, things are looking better than they were just a little while ago. A 12-minute slowdown overall between I-40 up toward the 147 interchange. You might consider using 55 as an alternate route, but right now I think that the trend out on 885 northbound is good, so you might just want to stick with that to get from I-40 into downtown. Still have that crash on 64 westbound in the eastern part of Wake County, leaving Zebulon about a 16-minute delay heading toward Knightdale. Use 97 to Lizard Lick Road to get back to 64 west.
It's a pretty start to the day today. This is a live look at Chapel Hill. We have clear skies. This view comes to you from Top of the Hill Restaurant. A little bit of cloud cover in a few spots, mostly cloudy in Roxborough. 52 degrees there. We have sunshine in Clinton, where it's 65. Partly sunny in Goldsboro with a temperature of 64. So it's a nice mild start to the day today. At lunchtime, feeling pretty nice. 75 degrees with partly to mostly cloudy skies. It's still warm out there today. A high temperature of 81 degrees will fall back down into the mid-70s by 6 o'clock this evening. Overall, beautiful day today.
All right, thanks, Amy. Durham police are working to determine who shot at two people on Ridgeway Avenue. Officers say it happened last night after 10:30, and DPD says a male and female were injured. We're told the male was taken to the hospital in serious condition. The other victim is expected to survive. Wake County Public Health says now is the time to get this year's flu vaccine, offering a walk-in clinic today in Raleigh. You can stop by the Public Health Center on Sunnybrook Road between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. No appointment is necessary. Next on Fox 50, an early morning crash kills at least one and sends multiple to the hospital. We'll have that coming up.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Durham, where police are investigating a deadly crash that shut down Page Road for several hours overnight. Coming up, what we know about other injuries and how this may have happened.
And hours after a vigil for a 17-year-old who was shot and killed in Raleigh, police make an arrest. We'll tell you who's been charged in the case.
It's another warm day today, but this cold front will drop our temperatures fairly significantly over the weekend. I'll show you when it arrives and how cool it gets coming up.
Wake County's first walk-in flu shot clinic of the season opens today, just ahead where you can get your vaccine.
8:30 is the time right now as we welcome you inside our WRL studio. Thanks for joining us, making us part of your routine here on a Thursday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, for your Thursday, it's going to be similar to yesterday, probably just a little more cloud cover in there. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with a look over Raleigh. We're looking at the State Fairgrounds. State Fair is soon.
It is, and they've already started putting things up. It's already looking like the fairgrounds a little bit with some of the rides going up. We're noticing that this morning. We have mostly sunny skies over the fairgrounds this morning. The fair getting underway next week, which is exciting. Temperatures are nice and mild this morning, 59 in Durham. It's 64 in Rocky Mount, 65 in Clinton, 63 right now in Fayetteville. A look at futurecast through the day today. We'll have more clouds around today, a few peaks of sun, but we'll have more clouds, especially the second half of the day. We should should stay dry, aside from maybe a sprinkle or two very late this evening or tonight. So pretty nice weather for you today. At lunchtime, we'll be in the mid-70s. If you want to get out for a stroll on your lunch hour, we'll have partly sunny skies. It is going to be warm this afternoon. Our high temperature back into the low 80s, which is where we've been all week long. And tomorrow's still going to be warm, 78 for the high temperature, but we'll have some spotty showers. We'll talk more about the timeline for the rain coming up in just a little bit. And then Saturday, we'll have clearing skies throughout the day. It's breezy, a little cooler with highs in the low 70s, Brian.
We are watching a crash right now in the past few minutes on the northbound side of US 1 right around Walnut Street in Cary. And we're starting to see a delay building there as you head away from Cary Parkway up to Walnut Street. About a 4-minute backup overall. Elsewhere, major approaches into Raleigh are looking okay. Also still watching those backups on the northbound side of 885 in Durham with that crash just beyond Ellis Road. It has been cleared as far as we can tell, but we're still seeing some lingering backups through there because traffic volume is building still. About a 14-minute delay overall from I-40 up toward that 147 split. Also a little bit of a southbound onlooker delay this morning. If you want to think about an alternate route, 55 might be a good option for you as you head from I-40 up toward downtown. Seeing a little bit of a slowdown on 40 eastbound right around the 751 interchange as you head out of Chapel Hill and on into South Durham, but elsewhere in Durham, traffic's flowing fairly well. Also still watching some delays on the eastern side of Wake County with a crash on 64 westbound just before you get to Lizard Lick Road. Heavy delays begin around the 64-264 merge in Zebulon. Overall, about a 20-minute backup showing up on sensors. Use 97 out of Zebulon to Lizard Lick Road, and then from there you can rejoin 64 westbound on the other side of those big backups.
Thanks, Brian. Also, as you know, Page Road is back open after investigators had it shut down for over 4 hours while they pieced together a deadly crash on this scene. Brett Neese took the WRL Breaking News Tracker there to figure out what happened.
This was the scene here on Page Road right before investigators reopened it following this deadly crash that involved an overturned car. I'm going to step behind the camera and show you a little bit of what exactly happened here along Page Road around 3:30 this morning. I'm going to zoom in. You can see the flashing lights there, the tow truck that is towing that car away. But take a look at the base of this tree. Somehow that car lost control, went off the side of the road and hit that tree before flipping and landing upside down along the side of Page Road. Take a look at this. This is video from the scene overnight. The WRL Breaking News Tracker there just moments after this happened around 3:30 a.m. I'm working to learn from police how many people were in that car. I know multiple were taken to the hospital and at least one person died here at the scene. I'm also asking police if they know why the driver lost control of the car. I'll continue to stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Durham, Brett Neese, WRL News.
Durham police are working to figure out who shot and killed a male juvenile on Ridgeway Avenue. Officers say it happened last night shortly after 10:30. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene when officers say when they arrived, they found the male who had been shot. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Officers initially thought a woman also had a gunshot wound, but they later determined that her injury was not from being shot. No word yet on what led to that shooting.
A breaking development this morning. Raleigh police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of a 17-year-old earlier this week. Just after 1 o'clock this morning, police announced they have arrested 23-year-old David Addy. He is charged with killing 17-year-old DJ Ruffin. Just hours before this announcement, a large crowd had gathered for a balloon release and vigil in honor of Ruffin. He was shot Monday right near an apartment complex on North New Hope Road. Raleigh police say even with Addy's arrest, that investigation is going to continue.
Medical experts say the flu season is getting started earlier than normal this year. And today you can get your shot at a walk-in clinic in Raleigh. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains why health officials say it is so important to get the shot before the holidays.
You can get your flu shot today here at Wake County's first walk-in flu shot clinic of the season on Sunnybrook Road. Tina Payton with the County Health Department says flu season started early. Cases started appearing back in August. Medical experts are recommending that folks receive the updated COVID shot and the flu vaccine. New numbers released yesterday show flu and COVID hospitalizations across the state are down from last week. Payton says now is the right time to get vaccinated.
We're approaching the time where people are having family gatherings, approaching winter holidays. Now's the perfect time to get it. It takes about 2 weeks for the immunity to take full effect and get the full benefit from the flu vaccine.
And it is safe to get both your COVID and flu vaccine at the same time. You can get your flu shot here at the clinic starting at 1 p.m. today. And flu shots will be available without an appointment every Thursday until November 16th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Today, Durham City Council will take a close look at three options for giving bonuses to all city employees. A previous strike by sanitation employees last month brought a new level of attention to this topic. It came after pushes from Durham police and fire departments for higher pay. According to a survey shared by the Durham Fraternal Order of Police, dozens of officers are considering leaving the city. In the new proposals, the smallest bonus would be $500, the largest $5,000. Lower paid employees would get the higher bonuses. Once city council chooses an option, they'll vote on adopting it at their October 16th meeting. Employees would get that bonus check November 3rd pay cycle.
The 16-year-old suspect accused of shooting and killing five people in Raleigh's Headingham community will now be tried as an adult. The new developments come as we near the one-year mark of the tragedy. Yesterday, a judge announced the ruling for Austin Thompson. The suspect was 15 at the time of the attack. Prosecutors say he also shot and killed his brother, James Thompson. However, they remain tight-lipped about full details surrounding the case. Thompson's father, Alan, was also in court yesterday. He is charged for not properly storing a firearm. And our coverage of the Raleigh shooting continues online. Right now on WREL.com, we have stories about the victims, who they were, and who they leave behind. We also have the latest on Lynn Gardner's road to recovery. She was shot that night, but she survived.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, the Biden administration announcing a new round of border wall construction. We'll take you to some video of a recent visit by President Biden to that border area. The president is actually using a Trump-era move by waiving several federal laws in South Texas to pave the way for the construction of the border wall in Starr County, Texas. That's along the Rio Grande Valley. The Biden administration says this is an effort to curtail the recent increase of influx of migrants illegally entering the United States. We should also note that New York Mayor Eric Adams is also touring the border area today to get a firsthand account of the crisis there.
Today, the Johnston County Board of Education will hold a special session to discuss low-performing schools in the district. Principals from six schools will be there and present action plans. The plans will address steps to improve student proficiency, growth, and overall school performance. The board will ask some questions and then either approve, change, or reject the plans. If approved, the district will send these plans to the State Board of Education. You can live stream the special session on Johnston County Public Schools YouTube page at 3 p.m.
New this morning, a local fire department is dealing with the loss of one of its own. Seven Springs Volunteer Fire Department says firefighter Troy Thompson died last night. According to a Facebook post, Thompson had a medical emergency while responding to a vehicle accident. He was taken to UNC Health Wayne, where he died. The post calls Thompson a highly respected firefighter who loved serving his community.
In Philadelphia, three police officers were shot while responding to a domestic dispute last night. Authorities say it started as an argument between a father and son. An uncle then got involved, and that's when the father shot him. And then he turned his gun on officers. One was shot in the leg, another in the arm, a third was shot in the hand. Police returned fire and killed that man. The uncle was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. All three officers are expected to recover.
Today, Senator Dianne Feinstein will be laid to rest after a public funeral service at San Francisco City Hall. Mourners paid their respects to Feinstein yesterday as her body laid in state. The former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was among the mourners. Feinstein was mayor of San Francisco before serving in the Senate for more than 30 years. She died last week at the age of 90.
All right, this is real. If you're waking up, there's another morning no Powerball winner for the jackpot. 10 weeks now in a row. No one cashed in on all the numbers last night, so the jackpot, $1.4 billion, the third largest in Powerball history. We do have a look at the winning numbers for you. 9, 35, 54, 63, 64, and one was the Powerball, two is the multiplier. The next drawing is Saturday night. You can watch it live on WREL. The take-home, if you win it, $644 million in cash. Good luck.
A local university leader is sharing support after a shooting at the school she previously called home. Still ahead, the heartfelt message from St. Augustine's University in Raleigh going out to those in Baltimore.
Plus, she continues to prove she has what it takes to compete with the best in the world. Simone Biles racks up another win on the world stage. Coming up, big accomplishment from the U.S. gymnastics team.
And you're looking live at North Hills. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth will tell us what to expect as this work week comes to an end. That's just ahead. Welcome back on your Thursday morning. Good morning to all of you in Sanford. Beautiful blue skies to start your Thursday. Watching WREL News. We're expecting another beautiful day here. Could see some increasing cloud cover as the day goes on. But still, Amy, it's going to be in the 80s again.
It's going to be a nice day and still sunshine here in Southern Pines at the Longleaf Golf and Family Course. Blue sky over the golf course this morning. A gorgeous day for a game of golf if you can do that. Anything outdoors will be pretty nice. We will have more clouds the second half of the day, but it should stay dry today. 59 in Durham. It's 57 in Lewisburg. 64 degrees right now in Wilson. 63 in Goldsboro. It's 59 in Siler City. 55 in Southern Pines right now. It's 63 in Fayetteville. Nice and mild in Clinton with a temperature of 60. Your outdoor exercise forecast for today, not bad. Mid-70s at lunchtime if you want to get in a stroll or a run for the lunch hour. 81 for the high temperature. And then exercise this evening should be nice and comfortable. Temperatures falling back into the upper 70s by 5 o'clock this evening with mostly cloudy skies. We'll have the potential for some rain by the time we get to Friday, thanks to a cold front that will be getting closer to us. Friday morning, just a sprinkle or two with temperatures in the 60s. And then at noon, a shower, a sprinkle, nothing widespread. I mean, you can barely see anything on Futurecast here. Just one little blip right over Wake County. 5 o'clock in the evening, a couple of spotty showers will be possible. And this is a new model run, so it's showing pretty much the same thing with just some spotty isolated showers or a few sprinkles. Same thing Friday evening. So if you're headed to a Friday night football game, I wouldn't worry about it. Might have a couple of sprinkles. That's about it. Our best chance looks to be overnight Friday into early Saturday morning. Saturday morning, maybe a stray shower or two. And then the middle part of the day, we'll have clearing skies as that cold front continues to bring in some drier air, but we can't rule out a stray shower for the first part of Saturday. Football Friday, again, looking pretty good. Just a slim chance for a shower or a sprinkle. Temperatures will be in the 70s through 8 o'clock, and then we'll be nice and mild by 9 o'clock with temperatures falling back into the upper 60s. We have several home games this weekend for college football, all of them in the afternoon. I think they'll be fine. Mostly cloudy to start and then clearing skies throughout the game. It is going to be breezy. Temperatures will be in the low 70s for those football games. So a shower possible early Saturday, the first part of the day, and then clearing skies. It's breezy, a high of 73. A chilly start Sunday. We'll have lows down into the 40s Sunday morning, but then sunny and mild in the afternoon. Our high temperature getting up to 66 on Sunday. Looking ahead to Monday, look at the low temperature, 44. So we'll need jackets stepping out the door early Monday morning. Monday afternoon, though, beautiful, sunny, a high of 70. We're going to warm it up next week, too. A high temperature of 77 on Tuesday, and we're already back into the lower 80s by Wednesday.
Thanks, Amy. President of St. Augustine's University says her school stands in solidarity with Morgan State University after the shooting there. Christine Johnson McPhail worked for Morgan State University for more than a decade, including leading a doctoral program. She said she received many texts from friends and colleagues about the shooting at Morgan State on Tuesday night that left five people hurt, including four students. That's when she said she had to write something online to let St. Augustine's and Morgan State know that she sends her support to her former school.
It was a horrendous act of cowardice, a horrendous tragedy on the lives of those students and the family that will be with all of us forever. And then you ask the question, why?
The shooting happened during Morgan State's homecoming week. It is also homecoming week at St. Augustine's. Johnson McPhail says her university's police chief is prepared with increased awareness.
Family, friends, and students of Janine Smith are mourning her this morning. She was a mother, a teacher, and cheer coach, and she was killed in a crash after police say another driver ran a red light. It happened at the intersection of Cliffdale and Rim Road in Fayetteville. Two of Smith's children were in the car with her at the time. They are okay. Smith's former students and cheerleaders remember her as being a great person.
Her spirit. She never went a day without smiling. You never saw her without a smile on her face.
Nathan Kellen, the driver of the Jeep that hit Smith, was taken to the hospital and at last check is in serious condition. No charges have been filed.
Super sad all the way around. In New York, new court filings there reveal the Gilgo Beach murder suspect had more than 40 illegal firearms and 10 high-capacity magazines. The discovery came after lawyers for Rex Hoyerman petitioned the court to get his seized guns back as part of an attempt to sell them. Hoyerman was charged with murder in the deaths of three women whose bodies were found on Long Island's Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. Prosecutors have argued the 280 firearms should go to Nassau County investigators for further analysis. Hoyerman will be back in court in November.
Almost 200 people are injured in Taiwan after a typhoon hit the island earlier today. No deaths have been reported, but the storm brought record-breaking winds and heavy rain to the area.
SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station early this morning.
2, 1, ignition, and liftoff. Go Falcon, go Starlink.
Away it went, the company's 44th Starlink mission of the year. The launch was delayed just a bit, but SpaceX didn't give a reason why. The Falcon 9 is carrying 22 second-generation satellites for SpaceX's Starlink internet service.
The North Carolina Courage are being celebrated today by Raleigh's mayor. Mary Ann Baldwin will visit their practice field today at Wake Med Soccer Park to issue a proclamation honoring the team for its record 7th NWSL trophy. The Courage won the Challenge Cup last month. The team is playing its final home game of the regular season on Saturday night and is anticipated a near record crowd.
Simone Biles and her U.S. gymnastics teammates have new entries in the record books this morning. The U.S. women earned a record 7th consecutive team title last night at the World Championships in Belgium. For Biles, it's 33 major championship medals now. That makes her the most decorated female gymnast ever.
I mean, I've been here for a very long time, so it's crazy that I just keep going year after year, but I'm really proud of the fight the team put together out there.
Hey, breaking news, she's pretty good. That was Biles' first international competition since the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. Paris, here we come.
Wow, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. Gosh. All right, two members of the Manning family will be in Raleigh today. I'm so excited. I'm a Giants fan. So Eli and his father, Archie Manning, are set to speak at PNC Arena for this year's 2023 Friends of Scouting Luncheon. The event helps raise money for people to participate in scouting and allows for outreach programs to serve kids in underserved communities. You can hear the two-time Super Bowl champ and the two-time Pro Bowl quarterback speak for $500. I met him after they won the 2008 Super Bowl, the Giants. He's awesome. Such a nice guy.
Are they going to let you in over at PNC?
Maybe.
Hopefully there's no incidents.
Hopefully.
Okay. Don't make it weird. Right? We're 2 days away from the 2023 Mighty Give Back Benefit Concert at Red Hat Amphitheater. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit will headline this year's concert. It is organized by Band Together to help people in the area find affordable housing. The show is Saturday from 6:30 to 8:30. Tickets are still available. You can find details on WRL.com. Just search Band Together. WRL and Fox 50 are proud sponsors.
This October, the Chatham County Library is celebrating horror movies set or filmed in North Carolina. The Tar Heel horror film series starts tonight with one of my favorites, The Conjuring. Next week, the library will show The Descent, and the film series will continue with Brainstorm and Cabin Fever. Screenings start at 6 o'clock each Thursday night this month at the library on NC-87 in Pittsburgh.
Sounds scary.
I love it.
Drew Barrymore's talk show is coming back, but first it needs to find new writers. The show announced yesterday it will return October 16th, but its three co-head writers are not coming back to be part of it. Their departure comes after Barrymore said she planned to come back before the writer's strike ended. She later reversed that decision, caught a lot of flack for it, but apparently it was too late for her writers. They have bailed. Before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers. And we will get another check on weather and traffic for you up next.